I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Fanzine.live podcast. This is Rebel Yell.
Are you ready for a good day?
And now, Gage Master, Nature's Health Box, and MK Windows proudly present RebelYell.live early kickoff.
Reminded me, actually, I need to whack her.
Put on in the background, so put the bit on now.
Tim 30 kickoff,
I thought. Yeah, that's Dortmund game, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Rebel Army, welcome to RebelYell.live early kickoff with myself, James Easton. Mr. Pete Vale, you're there, Pete, aren't you, mate?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Peter. Mr. Spencer Webb, how are we doing?
Afternoon, mate. Afternoon, everyone.
Hello, good to hear from you. Sam, Mr. Sam Virgo, how are you doing, mate?
Good afternoon, my fellow Reds.
Wasp man. Oh, Hinch has just joined us, actually. So
what's
just,
happening?
He just butted in. Just before I introduced Jasper, your gaffer has taken over.
Oh, I don't
Adam
mind
Mitchell,
that.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Sorry, Jasper.
You haven't got your John Cena hat today. You haven't got your John Cena cap on.
Saving it for next Saturday
for his run. We'll talk about that later. Jasper Pattenden, the Wasp, is here. How are you doing, Jasper?
Hello, how are you? All right?
Good to hear from you, mate. And Mr. Grumpy, Stu, he's living up to his name already on the chat before we started on air. How are you doing, Stu?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, mate, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh mate, we'll sell you down the river, you know. Joining us today, Finn Stevens, Worthing's own Finn Stevens has made his debut. Finn, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm all good, thanks.
It's good to have you on. Thank you for coming on the show, mate. We really appreciate it. I think we've been for a few weeks to get you on, and we finally managed to, so great to hear from you. We'll just introduce you in a second. So, guys, how's our week been? Or 2 weeks, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, busy, to be honest. I've been really busy. Doing working 6 till 2 last week and 12:02 till 10:30 this week, so try to keep myself as busy as possible, but yeah, same old really.
Any nice fillet steak for you?
No, I haven't. All I've got is a few nice smelling hand creams and a face moisturiser, that's about it.
the modern man.
Exactly.
Pete, what have you been up to, mate? I've missed you down the beer aisle in Morrison's this week. I haven't actually seen our usual regular weekly meeting down the beer aisle at Morrison's. I'm disappointed.
I have been down there, obviously, but I've missed you a couple of times. But I've been working from home. I've been fortunate enough that Housing Association sent me some work I can do over the phone. So it's all good with me at the moment.
Very good. And Spencer, yourself, mate, how have you been?
Yeah, all good. Cheers, mate. Yeah, I'm still working from home and we're shielding. So all of this, can you go out, can't you go out, where can you go, where can't you go, doesn't apply to us. So we're all the same.
Pretty awful, isn't it? Like, you know, you didn't you say to me you've just been popping out to the local co-op just for a few goods, but that sort of thing you do, really, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I've been doing some DIY pest control today as well, so Screwfix as well.
Oh, nice. What have you been infested by?
Wood mites, woodworm.
Oh no,
in the house, yeah.
Nasty.
And we can't have anyone come in and treat it, so I've been trying myself.
So pest, you're going to be a pest controller extraordinaire as well as a part-time job, by the looks of it, yeah?
Just a pest affair.
Yeah, just a pest. We won't talk what kind.
sorry, James, just a quick one. Yeah. James, your microphone is a bit low, apparently, according to one of the listeners.
Pesky microphone, eh?
Want to tweak that a little bit.
Is this better?
I don't know. You sound the same to me.
Sounds good to everyone. Do I sound low on the call with you guys?
No, you sound fine, mate.
Sound low.
No, maybe it's their speakers. We'll blame. Go and get some new speakers off Amazon. Adam Hinchelwood has obviously joined us now. Adam, how are you, mate? What have you been doing for the last couple of weeks apart from training for a marathon, which will be running next Saturday?
not a lot. Just trying to phone around a few of the boys this week. Just start planning as if the season's going to go ahead like normal, really. So we look to start early July. And obviously still got 6 weeks between now and then. And hopefully we'll know a little bit more from the league, whether that's likely to happen or not. But I think we've got to start planning as if everything's going to go ahead.
Oh, that's excellent. So, I mean, yeah, I guess you just really want a bit of clarity and sort of confirmation that's going, so you can start planning and looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like from my point of view, we've got to assume that everything's going to go ahead like it normally would. So that we're not surprised if that is the case. But like I say, it's a long, still got 6 weeks before we would start back pre-season anyway. So hopefully things become a lot clearer in the meantime. But phone around all the boys. They all seem really confident and really positive about coming back again next year.
Do you have a good feeling that we're going to be able to keep? I know you said a couple of weeks ago you're hoping. Are you starting to get a good feeling now that you might be able to keep a few of the players?
Yeah, I mean,
or the core squad even.
Yeah, this sort of stage is just like verbal agreements, I suppose. Nothing really gets signed, but you know, you just rely on their word. All I say is just be honest. If you do get an approach from someone, then just be honest and keep us in the loop. But yeah, I've spoke to possibly 10, 11 of last year's squad now, and we'll come back.
No, that's brilliant. I think we've lost Adam there. Has Adam lost his mic? Can anyone else hear Mike?
Yeah.
Lost your audio, Adam.
Yeah, he went a bit quiet.
You got really quiet.
Zach?
Yeah, I think you're back, yeah?
All right, yeah. Yeah, so just obviously with the off-the-pitch stuff as well that's going on at the moment, I think just everyone can't wait to get going again, really.
Well, I know Stu's been. Are you still popping down the ground most days, Stu, at the moment? Like,
yeah, mate.
How's still looking like stood still in time?
Yeah, it's all right, mate. No, everything's still right down there, pal. Go down twice a day to make sure everything's all right, and Saturday mornings and tomorrow morning pop down for a couple of hours as well. So, yeah, no, everything's good, pal. Nothing's changed. It all looks good down there. Obviously, look even better come the start of next season, hopefully.
Nice. Have you finished painting?
Yeah, painting's finished. Well, my excuse of painting's finished. So yeah, it's all good. All good.
So, Sam, last 2 weeks ago, you said you got sacked from Worthing as the football manager. You obviously replaced Adam when on football manager and became the Worthing manager, and you took us up to the Championship and lost in two consecutive playoff finals at Wembley. So have you been hired by another club yet?
Yeah, that sucked. I mean, that was in 2033, but I ended up just starting a new save. That's keeping me busy. I'm actually trying to work my way up the World Hall of Fame at the moment on Football Manager. But other than that, just enjoying the sun. Obviously, we're blessed with the nice weather at the moment, so going out for a few runs and sitting on the balcony with a few beers. And obviously just waiting to hear back from my work. I'm still furloughed at the moment. But they're working really hard behind the scenes to get some more sort of health contracts. We've just secured a big one with Vitality. So I'm assuming we'll be back in the office sort of July, maybe August time.
Good stuff. I mean, I bet Adam wishes we could just reload the season maybe about 6 months ago or something and reload the year and hope this whole virus doesn't take off. We could actually be celebrating something by now.
Yeah, it could possibly be the case. Obviously,
imagine if that was life.
We was in a good position. But yeah, you know, it is what it is, isn't it? I think everybody now is just really focused on getting back and ready to go again for next season. You know, we've got to put last season behind us and go again and look to be better and get more points, more goals and everything like that. And that's going to be our challenge and our task.
Yeah, well, I think we're starting to really see a lot of clarity across the leagues. Obviously, am I right in saying yesterday that EFL League 2 was voted to be cancelled and null and nullified, was it?
Yeah.
They're ending, yeah, but they're yet to decide how they're actually going to end it.
Well, the same promotions. Yeah, the same promotions, but no relegations. So you're a bit confused of how they're going to align the 92 clubs.
Yeah, and how did Barrow fit into that? If Barrow are champions in a national league, however that's going to end
they
up.
They might do six relegations a year before.
Bit Dortmund, anyone?
Oh, I need to get. I haven't got my bet on.
I'm sure we'll find out in due course.
He's only been 18
what
a couple of weeks.
That.
He's already put his hands on.
Jasper's not distracted at all.
No, I saw on the BBC page today that the League One playoffs could be extended, and that's to include more teams. And obviously, they've got to try and sort out what happened with Bury, and all the tiers will be messed around, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting. But little Finn sitting in a little dot in my corner of the screen. We haven't really said like so. Finn, what have you been up to really since? Obviously, the disappointment of the season. We're kind of moving away from that now because we won't touch it. Because yeah. I guess from us all at Rebel Yell, we all and every guest that we've had on of your teammates and from the club, we've all been really disappointed for the ending of the season. But we kind of got used to it now. We've obviously got more things to look forward to, which has been we'll talk about later on in the podcast. But you know. Just tell us how you've been, mate. What have you been doing?
Obviously, I've been doing some college work as I'm doing like online lessons now because college closed down. I've been doing quite a lot of that. Been given loads of work and that. Doing some like Zoom lessons online with teachers and that. Been going out, playing some football, keeping fit. Not too much else, really. Just can't wait to be playing football again, to be honest.
What are you studying at college?
I'm doing double sports science and economics.
Oh, nice one, mate. So a lot of the economics, I bet there's more. Or has sports science got the most coursework and lesson work?
Sports science got the most coursework, but like economics, you get like assignments and that, and you have to hand them in on certain dates. So you've got to get it done, really.
Been watching anything on TV or some new music you've been listening to just to sort of get you through all this work?
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of new albums dropped, actually. Been listening to them quite a lot. A load of music, actually. A little
Any
bit of
recommendations
Netflix.
For the listeners?
Travis Scott's new album, Finn. You listen to that?
No, I've heard Polo G's new album.
No, Travis Scott's album. Give that a listen.
I think it's good.
The youngsters, yeah, hey. Not heard of either of those.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't have thought
so. So no age. No, so this week on this episode, talking about music, Sam, Pete, Stu, Jasper and myself have chosen our songs that you'll hear. I'll let you know what ones are. I mean, Stu did request Cartoons of Witch Doctor, which I didn't know if he was being serious or not, but I think he realised I was actually going to play it. Mug him off on air, so I got a desperate message going, no mate, and you'll hear his choice in a little bit. I semi-thought he was taking a mitt, but I thought he might just be, you can't
that
really...
Is a-
question
song,
someone's
mate.
Music choice. Oh, it is.
It's
mate.
A good song. It's a good song.
I think. Are you gonna do a little sing song of it if you want, mate?
No.
We'll save that when you save that for one day down at Woodside. Yeah.
No.
Okay then. Right. On that note, chaps, let's just say so. On today's show, we are. I've got to have a bit of a word with you guys and us Rebel Yellers. We have to say we are disappointed with the listeners because little poor Jasper Pattendon. he wanted himself to be immortalised as a statue outside Woodside Road. And we set you a competition to win a limited edition, one-of-a-kind, signed Rebel Yell sheet by the Worthing Squad and Adam himself, which Stu kindly arranged. And we have had two entries. What an insult to Jasper. Jas, you're not happy, are you? You've been crying every night, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's hurt. I can't lie. I'm not gonna sit here and say to everyone listening that you haven't hurt my and my family's feelings. but all we can do is get our chins up and move on. Which I am struggling to do, but I'm trying with everyone around me. We're going for it. But no, yeah.
There's still time to enter, people. You've still got an hour or so until Jasper picks.
90 minutes or so, Jasper will pick the winner at the end of this show. He's already got two entries. I mean, for them, they're probably hoping that they don't get any more entries because it's a 50-50 chance they're going to win. But for us, we want to get a bit more. So, guys, you've got to do a picture of Jasper Pattinson as a statue under the hashtag DrawTheWasp. Tag one of the Worthing, Rebel Yell Worthing FCSA, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Send it to us. We'll forward it on to Jasper, and Jasper will pick her just before we end the show today. I really feel disappointed for the lad, because once this like sort of little semi-lockdown was lifted, he told me him and his dad were driving around sites in Worthing, saying that'd be a good little place to put a statue for me. So, you know, you're breaking a young Worthing's future professional football star's heart here, chaps and ladies. So,
it's something you can put on his CV for the mayor of Worthing as well.
Yeah. Jasper, do you want to put a quick final rallying cry out to everyone? To the nation,
I've said all I can say. There's nothing left to say. Just no, it is what it is.
Do your duty.
Yeah, just come on, sort yourself out a little bit. Nah, but I'm joking. Two's better than none.
I'm not joking. Anyway, we're going to play a song shortly, guys, and then we're going to have Pete's going to be speaking to Nathan Bowen, director of football for Worthing. He's going to be joining us on the line. We're going to play a couple of songs. Then, obviously, it was the day before. Future Bright, the crowdfunding campaign for Worthing was fantastically launched by the club. We're going to have Barry, the chairman, George Dow, the owner, are going to be discussing it with the sort of core organising squad that I know Sam and Pete had a lot to do, as well as the Worthing FC Sports Association, Angela Tanner, the secretary, is going to be joining. Adam, we're going to chat more to you in a bit, mate, if you can stay around for the next little bit. And what we're going to do now is play a song, chaps. It's good to have you back. We'll see you in a bit. Thank you for tuning in to Rebel Yell. So it wasn't Depeche Mode in this silence. It was actually Tiësto's remix of Enjoy the Silence. God knows why it's come up as Depeche Mode. You know, that's my computer being weird. But joining us online, Nathan Bowen, how are you doing, mate? How have you been?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Like I say, yeah, I've got a little man, so I've been sane for it, getting him out on his hours exercise and stuff, and smashing up the flat in between. So yeah, been good, mate.
Obviously, our listeners are only able to listen on the radio, but we're blessed right now to see this beautiful little boy in front of him, eating a lot of lovely watermelon right now, Cassius. So it's good to have him on the camera with us as well. I'm going to hand over to Pete, as we said just off air. He's going to just sort of chat to you a little bit about, you know, how you come to Worthing and, you know, your sort of like career and everything up that. So, Pete, mate, it's over to you.
Okay, cheers for that, Sam. Nathan, good afternoon. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Sam,
yourself?
Sorry,
yeah.
James.
Good. James, we can still hear you for some reason.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you called me Sam. How dare you?
Did I?
Yeah. Sorry, I'll leave you.
It's this early kickoff, you see. That's what's done it. So, yeah, Nathan, you sort of appeared at Worthing quite quietly, mysteriously. So what was the story behind that?
Well, I'd actually been involved quite a bit in the background. I don't know if you remember Zaki and those guys before. I used to help them with the development center. So it's a bit of a weird link how I ended up at Worthing. But basically the company I work for are Tommy Elphick's agents. And obviously when Gary Elphick was involved, we came over and helped him basically with the sort of promoting and running of the development center. And then obviously we got to know George and Calvin at the time, and we ended up being like mates basically, and said, listen, we'll help you out with any projects that you might need help with. Obviously I've had a bit of experience doing that in my previous jobs as well, so it just sort of materialized from that, really.
Right. How did you, what's your sort of history in football? Because obviously, and if you could define your role as director of football and what your role and responsibilities are?
My history in football is not that long, if I'm honest.
You're only 21.
Yeah, I wish. But yeah, like, I've played recreationally, you know, played a bit of county football and whatever. But most of my history is around coaching at Albion in the community and Brighton, sort of pre-academy and things like that. Social inclusion work, working in schools. So it's always been sort of coaching young players, basically. I did that straight from college. And I just always just try to progress each year. So obviously fast forward in a few years after working with under-18s and youth and whatever, I've got an opportunity just to sort of come in and shadow Hinch. Obviously, again, knew Hinch from Brighton and his uncle from Brighton and stuff. And it was literally just going to be, you know, coaching the youth, but shadow and see what I could learn and bring to the team as well. And then obviously the role of director of football got offered to me. So it was one I couldn't really turn down. The role itself, director of football, sounds quite impressive. Basically, it's about helping all the different teams that we've got connect to the board. Obviously, we've got a lot of teams. We've got the two senior teams, the men's and the women's sides. We've got the under-18s. We've got the under-19s academy. We've got the 14s, 15s and 16s. And we've got the development centre. So obviously, it's difficult to coordinate that unless you've got someone in the role. And it's about helping those guys progress in the background, setting strategy, whether it be budgets or processes, how we're going to improve in the future, all that sort of stuff. And just basically being there for the managers to be able to sound off and get ideas from and help them with certain things. Obviously, the managers and coaches are focused on what's happening on the pitch. The board are focused on what's happening off the pitch. And you need someone in between to sort of help the two go together and merge.
Right, excellent. That's a very good answer. A lot of people, it's like, say you hear this term, you know, director of football bandied about, and a lot of people just really don't know what's involved with it. They think they just sit in the stand and eat the prawn sandwiches, basically, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't.
I try to be hands-on as well.
With all the teams that you're involved with, is that a big, you know, take on your time? Because obviously you've got, as we can see, you've got young Cassius there, you know, with your family commitments, etc.
Yeah, it is. But I think anyone that's involved in football takes up a lot of your time. I think one of the things that drew me to Worthing in the first place is how much effort all the staff and obviously you guys, if you go to the grounds, obviously during the season, not in lockdown, but you'll always see people around the place working hard when they don't have to, whether it be yourself, whether it be Stu, whether it be Hinch, myself. So yeah, it does take up a lot of my time, but it's by choice and wanting to be involved in the project. I don't think you could be involved if you weren't prepared for that to be the case. And yeah, like I say, with Cassius and having a young family, it can be difficult, but again, that's down for us to manage it and making sure that, you know, when I'm at home, I make sure that I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing at home and try and leave football sometimes, as difficult as it is, try and leave that at the front door once you get in. But yeah, once I get up in the morning, I'm out the door, then you've got to be fully focused on what you're doing. And I think that mentality was, and again, it's driven massively by George and Hinch. They're so much of their time. If you look at any team, you turn up on a Sunday, Hinch is there, George is there. Any day of the week, they're there. So that's a massive reason why all the teams have done as well as they've done. And yeah, I've bought into that, basically.
Excellent. So with the last season and this sudden finish to it, what was your favourite team of last season then, as you're involved in them, in all of them?
Difficult. I think all of them have done so well. I'm not sure if I've got a favourite. What I can say is, it was my first time being involved in the men's team, like in a men's team at that level. So that was a good experience for me to be part of that, and obviously to be doing so well and to be top of the league. However, working with the academy is probably the most enjoyable part for me, because you get to see people like Jasper, like Ty, when he came on against Brighton and things like that. The boys who were coming through, we were able to work with them 3-4 times a week. And to see them, yeah, thank you, and to see them sort of progress through is fantastic. So that was probably the most enjoyable part for me, is to be working. And I started working with the 16s as well, like the youth teams. And again, you know, they've won a cup final, and to see them guys progressing into the 18s, fully hoping that some of those guys progress into the first team in the coming seasons. So that's the most enjoyable. I'm not sure if I have a favourite team, but that was the most enjoyable. But like I say, being part of the first team setup, and, you know, even on match days, I'm not doing much. I'm just kicking some footballs at the goalkeeper or whatever. But to be part of it and to be there and to learn and see how well, I mean, the first team are pretty much a youth team anyway. They're all under 20. So to see those guys progress from when I first saw them to what they were doing last season, it was amazing, really.
Yeah, like I say, I think it was the last game where we, the under 16s, won the trophy. I was doing the women's, helping out the women's team, and obviously keeping up to date with the scores, and then to win that trophy, at least we did have a trophy to lift.
Yeah, definitely. And again, like, if you look at the setup, the youth team is quite new. The academy is quite new. You know, everything is new. You have to remember, George has only been involved sort of 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, to see that amount of success with the 18 sitting top of the table, the men and women sitting top of the table, the 16s winning trophies in that short space of time, it just shows what a good job everyone's been doing, really.
Yeah, and the thing is, obviously with the fundraiser and the developments around the ground, it's really going to be a place that's players are going to want to come and play, aren't they?
Oh, massively. I think we had a bit of that anyway. I think in terms of players wanting to come to us with the staff that we've got and the training and facilities that we already had. But again, we want to progress. We don't want to stand still. And the facilities aren't just for the players. It's for you guys. It's for the fans. We want everyone that comes through that gate to have a good experience, or the best experience that we can provide. And this is going to be massive. I mean, I couldn't believe how quickly people have jumped in to help the club and to, you know, help us raise the funds. It's been unbelievable. But it will be for the benefit of everyone. And that's the thing that's great about it. Whether you're a 7-year-old coming to the development centre, or, you know, whether you're our top scorer or whatever, everyone's going to get a good experience out of coming to the ground now.
That's it, and it really is going to be, you know, heart of the community. Like you said, we see all levels up there, all groups. The pitch is busy all the time, isn't it? So, and this is just going to absolutely, you know, I think cherry on top of the cake is the expression.
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, it's something, this will put us in good stead for the next few years, but we're not going to stop. You know, it's not like we're going to do this and then that'll be the end of it. We're always looking to progress, whether that's in terms of making the teams better, making the ground better, more staff we can add in, anything we can add in order to help us progress, we're looking to do. Obviously, we can't do it all at one time because these things cost money and time and effort. But, you know, like I say, with the people that are involved, hopefully we keep seeing these over the next 5, 10, 15 years. We want to be a club that's progressing, definitely.
Absolutely. So, Nathan, we've come to the end of our time. Otherwise, I get shouted at by James. So, thank you ever so much for doing this. Young Cassius has been so well behaved; it's been unbelievable. did try to feed you with his watermelon, but we'll forgive him that one.
No. I really appreciate you guys inviting me on. So, yeah, hopefully, I'll come on again shortly.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, you're always welcome on here. So, you know, mate, thank you very much. And, like, you know, look after yourself and your family. And we'll look forward to speaking to you. So hopefully see you soon more and be better than speaking over Skype.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you too as well. Look after yourself, guys. And keep up everything you're doing. We do appreciate it. All right?
Bye, Cassius.
Cheers, mate.
See you, mate.
Thank you. Bye, Cassius. Yourself.
Hey, boy. He's not doing it.
Cheers, buddy.
See you later.
So that was Pete's choice of song, Foo Fighters, My Hero. A good, good choice. A strong choice there, Pete, I would say. So well done, mate. That was a really nice choice there. And I think it's a lot of very apt for this time of life we're experiencing at the moment. But back on the line after a nice 2-week break, Barry Hunter. How are you, Barry?
Hi, James. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
It's really nice to hear from you. And I know we're going to get down to it a bit, but I think you've had a very busy... Well, especially a few days, but yeah, a couple of weeks since we last talked.
Yeah, we've well, as a football club, certainly we've been busy bees behind the scenes trying to get things underway for the fundraiser. Lots and lots happening. So, but it's good when you get such positive, you know, initial positivity out of it. It's always very rewarding. So, yeah, it's been busy, but good, really good fun.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a real morale boost for all of us, which we'll get into shortly. And also, George Dow has joined us, the owner. George, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, James. Thanks for inviting us on.
No, it's really good to have you back on, mate. Obviously, I know you've been a little bit preoccupied with baking while listening to Rebel Yell pretty much every time we've done it over the last few weeks. So I expect you and your girlfriend to be bringing some cakes down to Woodside Road once we get back down there in the future. Is that a deal?
Well, at the moment I haven't got a kitchen, so I can't commit to that.
We'll pop into Asda on the way.
I'll drop in. Oh, my auntie does the cakes on a match day, so I'll get her to rustle some up and bring them down.
Fantastic. Well, obviously you were on the first podcast, and you were going to be on the second, and you know, down at Woodside if we recorded, but obviously lots of things have changed. So how have you been keeping, like, what have you been doing to keep yourself occupied, mate, while we've been on this lockdown?
Well, like Barry said, a lot of our time's been taken up by ramping up for the fundraiser and trying to organise it, make sure it goes out and is communicated as well as possible to hopefully try and spread it as far as possible and get people engaged with it. So a lot of our time's been spent up doing that, really. And if that fails, then there's always Netflix to switch on.
Yeah, some good stuff on Netflix has been recently. Did you watch Tiger King?
I did watch Tiger King, yeah. Yeah, very
what
strange.
Did you think? It's really strange. Did it make you want to go to Florida and all that lot?
I've got no immediate need to be there, I don't think.
No, do you? If you've been living under a rock, everyone, over the last 48 hours, you might not have noticed that Worthing have launched the Futures Bright project, which is a fundraiser, which Barry, George, and we've got Angela Tanner from the Worthing Football Supporters Association, who's the secretary. Angela's been joining. Angela, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's good. I know you're a very loyal, regular listener to Rebel Yell and all the podcasts, so it's really nice to actually have you involved. And I know we're doing a focus on the Supporters Association on our next one in 2 weeks' time with Gary, and you know, we'll be part of the group then. But it's really nice to see your lovely face on the camera, I can see, and hear from you. And I'm really looking forward to handing the mic over to you. How many are you in the room? 5. And Spencer's here as well, because I know we'll reveal why Spencer is in a little bit. But guys, over to you. Let's talk about Futures Bright. And Barry, do you want to introduce it so people don't know right yet?
Sure, I can introduce it, James.
put you on the spot.
Yeah, it certainly has. Futures Bright. Well, I mean, obviously there's a bit of a play there. We had a play on words with the floodlights being a core part of what it is we want to try and achieve. But we left that down to George's design and creativity. So he's come up with a great slogan there. But our objective, as I said in the video, we've got a couple of objectives here. The first was to, as Nathan said earlier, is to improve the experience that our supporters and fans have when they visit the ground, and also to improve the experience for the players as well. So the floodlights, brand new LED floodlights, state of the art, will be the best in the league without any shadow of a doubt, and probably as good as anything in the leagues above of amateur football. So, and I think that was a really important investment that we needed to make. And I think when it comes to other bits there, and less for the players in terms of the Northeast Corner development, but that was much more about the supporters, in putting in a brand new toilet block facility, a team food hut to service that part of the ground. And we're doing a little bit around the home change rooms as well. And I think it's really important to just not rest on your laurels. We've got such a wonderful base and reputation in the town and outside of the town, in the county, and to some extent nationally as well. But it's, you can't stand still in these things. And we've got ambition. There's no doubt we can progress as a club. You can't afford to stand still. You just got to keep moving forward and showing everybody what we're about. And I suppose this is another step in that direction. And as Nathan said earlier, there's lots more to come behind this, but one step at a time.
Well, obviously you launched the crowdfunder, was it Thursday night? I'm kind of losing track of days now. I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, yes. Thursday at 5 p.m. I think it was.
Thursday at 5 p.m. And as we stand now at 14:42 on Saturday, so not even 48 hours later, we've raised £13,300, which is 30% of the target. So, George, you must be overwhelmed by that, mate.
Yeah, absolutely gobsmacked by the initial response, to be honest. I knew that it might be a little boom at the start, but I wasn't expecting anywhere near the amount that's been raised so far. And from the support that everyone's chucked at it, whether that be contributions or sharing it, posting it, retweeting it, posting about it, it's been amazing. Kept us busy, but it's been really, really, really good buzz at the start.
No, it's been amazing. I mean, I got wind of the Futures Bike project a few months ago, and you know, I was hearing murmurings, but I know there's been a steering committee set up by Ange. Can you tell us what your role has been? I don't want to sort of put words in anyone's mouth and say what it is, because it'd be better for you to explain.
Oh, okay. Well, Barry asked me if I would have a look at coordinating the fundraising activities that we were planning to carry out over the coming season. That was when we were still anticipating people coming to the ground rather than where we are at the moment. But one of the first areas of fundraising to get off the ground was the crowdfunder page, and that has been masterminded by Mark Armitage, who has experience in crowdfunder pages. And so he was the one who got the page registered. And then we were looking at gathering together the information that you needed for the page. So there was the video that needed to go on there, content, the rewards, and lots of people coming forward with ideas for rewards that would encourage people to put in their donations. So that was that's the first big piece of work, really, which has been carried out, I think, on the on this element of fundraising. But also behind the scenes, of course, there was the work that went on for the grant funding from the Stadium Improvement Fund. And that was a lot of work going behind the scenes. So, you know, perhaps people were thinking, oh, it's all gone very quiet. But in fact, Barry and the board and, you know, that group of people were putting a load of work into getting that off the ground. And I think Barry could probably say a little bit more about the grant for the Stadium Improvement Fund, because it was he who suggested that we went for it in the first place.
Yeah, thank you, Ange. Yes, it's something that I've done before at a club I was involved with prior to Worthing at Loxford. And I think the thing about everybody, you know, a lot of people criticise the FA and Football Foundation and Sport England for not providing and getting money down into the grassroots of football. But I can tell you, it is there. You kind of need to know where it is and then find the right people who can unlock it. And Andrew's done a fantastic job in pulling that whole process together. But the Football Stadium Improvement Fund, which is funded by the FA, the Premier League, the Football Foundation and other groups and other bodies that do pass money down to the grassroots of football, they will cover 70% of any grant. And the higher you are in the of any funding project, and the higher you are in the pyramid, the more money you can apply for. Actually, after this project, we still have at step as a step three club. I think there's another £50,000 or £75,000 of grant money we can apply for. So that bodes well. And I think if we go above the step three into step two, which is the National League South, then there's another pot of money, which is fantastic. And I always support the FA, the Premier League, Football Foundation, because they do make funds available and they do try to do things properly for grassroots football. So yeah, I think this is going to make a huge difference to the club. Looking forward to it.
Sam and Pete have got involved as well. Guys, do you want to tell us what your, you know, what how and why you got involved?
You know, I went to an initial meeting where sort of the name was decided, and I've sort of just put in what I can do to help the project, which, to be honest, I haven't actually started that part of it yet. So for the campaign to get off to such a solid start the way it has, it's absolutely brilliant, and when I come into play, it might make my life a little bit easier, to be honest. So thank you, everyone.
I think a massive part's been played by Ange, in the sense of getting me and yourself involved, Pete, and really just trying to work on the communication side of things. You look at all the great things that fans have done in the past, the present, and obviously hopefully what we're looking to do in the future. The association, the supporters association, we all work hard towards projects and obviously the new facilities that have been funded by us already. That's only going to be strengthened by the new members that we managed to get joining us. And as James said, we will be focusing on some new membership tiers, perhaps, and rewards that we'll speak about in the next sort of couple of months on the supporters association side of things. We did also look at the rewards that we could put and contribute to the crowdfunder. As we've been speaking, we have had someone that spent £30 on presenting the Player of the Month award. So thanks to whoever that was. There are some milestone awards that are still up for grabs on there as well. And then from sort of the Rebel Yell team, just a chance for you to join Pete on the commentary. I know that's been proven really popular. 3 out of 21 have been claimed for that. Again, that's at £30. Or you can join us on the podcast. So if you've got a particular player that you perhaps might want to ask a few questions or interview or speak to us, you've got a chance to do that and really get involved.
Yeah, we always have a good old laugh, and we all do say we're having a good time. So, you know, if you're listening now and you do enjoy listening to Rebel Yell, I mean, I know some people don't like the sound of their own voice, but you can't hear it unless you listen back. So just dig deep, get that £30 out. We only put 2 at the moment just because, obviously, we don't know what's going on in terms of, you know, obviously everything with coronavirus, whether we'll be back. If this continues for a lot longer, we will be able to offer more, and I'm sure those can be edited, and, you know, by the sort of towards the end, we might be able to add some more. We haven't had anyone wanting to join us yet, so come on, guys, dig deep. Put it in your pockets.
Speak for yourself, James.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for payday, mate. Waiting for payday.
Yeah, something that we did think was important, and is really being demonstrated by the things that you're saying, is that so many people want to get involved, and they want to either do things to raise funds or to get involved in that. And so something we felt was important was to have a single point of contact on this. So if people have got ideas about fundraising, then if they can get in touch, and that's something I've offered to do, which is to keep everybody in touch with each other as ideas about fundraising come up. And so we've already got, obviously, the crowdfunder page, which is effectively has been led by Mark. But we've got Sam, who's working closely with the Supporters Association and drawing those fundraising activities together, those people, interested people together. And then we've got Pete, who's going to be looking at companies, which he'll speak about in due course. I'm having a look at the community focus and the impact that we have on our local community and potential there. And there's a range of other fundraising activities that are being proposed and ideas coming up. And so what we really want is to be really well coordinated on this, so that we don't have duplication, we don't have gaps, and everybody can be supported, because you know, our supporters will be supported when they're doing their fundraising and getting involved. And so it's just really, really uplifting to see everybody getting so involved. It's really, really good news.
And this campaign really brings it to the fore, and I think it's, you know, it's going to get a lot of supporters, you know, thinking of fundraising, something maybe they wouldn't have thought of before or thought of getting involved with before. And I think, you know, it's brought it to the forefront of a lot of people's minds, which would be good going forwards.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Sam. By the way, well done. Thank you for acquiring one of our unique lifetime season tickets. I think you bought one yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought one yesterday. I got the first one, which I was quite proud of. Long-term yeah. investment. Obviously, it's my hobby. It's my passion. It helps us as a club, but it helps me as well. So it's something I enjoy. And a thanks to Spencer as well. Spencer's obviously on the call. He bought one too. So that was $3,000 there. Just bumped us up nicely.
Lovely. Well yeah. done, Spencer. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you. Yes. Long-term investment. And, you know, again, it bears in mind, you know, this whole project. It's a long-term project. It's not just about the here and now of Worthing. It's about the, you know, the long-term future. So, yeah, good stem of it.
What we're going to do now is play Spencer's actual song choice, which is by the Pet Shop Boys, who he should have been seeing in concert next week. It's called Opportunities, in brackets, Let's Make Lots of Money. So we're gonna play that out. And I think once we come back, guys, if you can stay on the line, we'll talk about the reward levels and anything else you guys want to say to try and get this fundraiser going. So stand by your Skype, I should say, stand by your phones, and we'll be back to you shortly. Spencer's choice there of us, Pet Shop Boys Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money. Spencer, does that kind of hurt a little bit that you won't be seeing them this week?
It does, but, you know, the world's what it is at the moment, and I wait another year, and we'll see.
Yeah, well, you took it out on buying an expensive lifetime season ticket at Worthing, so, you know, we'll have you do
that. Yes, that's it. I can't go out again now for another 5 years, probably.
I know. Well, Sam, as Pete quite rightly said in the chat the other day, Sam said, like, you know, is he taking that away from his wedding fund with his girlfriend or his fiancée, I should say, that grand and a half?
A little bit might have come out of the wedding fund, but we'll keep that one quiet.
Who needs flowers? Who needs flowers at a wedding anyway?
No, you get some plastic ones off the internet. Get them sent from China or something. Oh, actually, you don't want to do that, do you, to be honest? But hey ho. So we're going to talk about the rewards now. We were sort of touching on, obviously, Sam, Spencer, and there was one more ticket bought. Who did that? Like, give him a little shout out, pat on the back.
It was Keefson. So Richard Smith is his full name. Keefson on the Rebel Rebels forum. Very passionate fan. Obviously, massively grateful for him joining in as well. Seven unique opportunities left.
Fantastic. And Gary, chairman of the Worthing Sports Association, has just messaged us on our little in Facebook chat saying he's delivered the £4,000 cheque to John White today from the Supporters Association. So our little bit of helping, and, you know, the fans that have joined us and things we've done to raise money, all going towards a great, great cause, which is what the Supporters Association is for. We will be focusing in a couple of weeks' time on the Supporters Association with a special rebelyell.live. But we'll talk about that next time. Some of the rewards out there, like one that seems so popular at the moment, is the £50 name a brick, which is going to look brilliant. Barry, I know I mentioned it to you. Can you clarify where, or is there not being drawn up where it's going to be in the ground?
Yes, because there was some early confusion on this, and actually think somebody wrote in and said, are you building a new stand? Because I think we might have made reference to a new stand in the original copy. But no, I think the idea, George, is if I'm correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's to go in onto a location on the main south stand. Is that right?
Yeah, so the idea is to go between the two sets of stairs that go up to the main stand, so that everyone can see them. We don't want to put them in the stand so that maybe someone that can't use the stairs or whatever can't see their brick. So we want to put them somewhere loud and proud so everyone can view them. And yeah, hopefully between the two sets of stairs will be amazing.
Yeah, good. Is that where the door is?
No, so there's four sets of stairs along the stand. And then there's two central areas. So they'll go in the two central areas, depending on, I mean, if we sell them all, we'll have both walls full. If depending on how many we get through. Hopefully we do. I mean, I know I'll be getting one. I want my name on the wall and that little bit of history that will stay there.
That looks fantastic. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think James Higson's thinking about how much cement he's going to need to buy to put it.
Yeah. He's already messaging me about that same thing. They're going better than I thought.
Yeah, I'm going to be
guys, £50 to have your name etched onto the wall at Woodside Road on the main south stand. It's a nice little memento to have
forever,
you know. Why doesn't someone use it as a proposal? Sam, you could have done it to Ellie. You could have waited a little bit. You could have done a bottle. Elliot Britt, will you marry me? You know, things like that. But guys, £50 available on the crowdfunder. Guys, you'll touch on some other ones that stick out. I quite like the T-shirt. Whose idea was that?
I'd love to claim it, but it's I put it down to George.
Well, I'd put it down to Mark. I think he brought it up a while ago, didn't he? And then we kind of tied it into this. But yeah, it was Mark's idea. I put the design together and shared it with everyone, see what they think, and it seemed to go down quite well. So hopefully they go quite well.
You wanted to describe what the design will look like, George?
Yeah, so it's the front of the T-shirt will be the league table as it stood when the league got expunged. And then the back will say expunged but not forgotten. I guess, yeah, the idea behind it is that it was such a hard-fought and enjoyable season that we don't want it to ever be forgotten. So hopefully the more of them we have floating around, the fresher it will stay in everyone's memory of what an enjoyable season it was.
And when you were looking at how big a league table to put on there, were you saying something obviously Worthing at the top, but how many other teams have you got on there? Did it stop with something at the bottom?
Well, initially I went down to 8. Because I think that's where Bognor were, so I wanted to make sure. But then the rest of the T-shirt looked a little bit sparse, so I kind of just did the whole league table because there was room to do it. So I thought I'd go for that.
To be honest, George, I wouldn't even mention them on this podcast because we all know that they're listening right now because they are jealous of us doing all this because they've done their own podcast now and they seem to be taking the mick out of our crowdfunder. So I think that's the last time you say the B word on here. All right?
Yeah, my pleasure.
Perhaps they should have been expunged from the T-shirt.
Yeah, let's expunge from the T-shirt. I know Goldie will be listening, so hello, Goldie. Anyway, so that T-shirt's £40, and that will be available, it says on there, from September, am I correct?
Yeah, it'll be on there. What we need to do is once we know how many we were sold, we'll email everyone that's bought one, get whatever size they want, and then order them in, and they'll be available to come and either collect or we can sort out getting them to you.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Looking through the rewards list myself now, we have got some other sponsorships of the stand sponsors. So quite like that you've seen Bibby on there before on stands. You've obviously seen Crucial Environmental under the shed end and you've seen other things. Yeah, was it Goring Electrical we've had for on stands?
Yeah.
So you could be exactly like that. And it says you can contact Mark at worthingfc.com for more information about how the sponsorship. I mean, George, could you say on here now what it would look like? Would it be a case of what we've seen before, sort of like Crucial Environmental when they bounced the shed like on top of it and everything like that?
Yeah, it'd be very much like that. Like the Crucial Environment when they had that stand, they had the boards across the top of it, and it'd be very, very much like that. The main stand would be I guess it's the biggest stand, and you'll have a lot more branding to cover it, but it'll be a lot like what you saw when Bibby were doing it.
I think it's quite important, this one, actually, because I'm glad you raised it, James, because obviously a lot of money coming in at the moment is from individuals and supporters and fans, a few small businesses as well, which is fantastic. But the sponsorship of the stands is a great opportunity for some of our business community to really get involved in the club, either used to be involved and want to get back or first time in. And we've got different stands that are at different prices. And obviously it's a big amounts of money that we've got there. It's hopefully something that is seen as valuable. So if anybody is interested in doing that, spread the word. Mark, I need to talk about Mark to you in a second, but Mark will be available to talk through main sponsorships, as indeed is Stu, who obviously does a lot of our commercial work. So it'd be great to get some of our business community involved in this. Just a point on Mark, because he's been mentioned 5 times, and I don't think anybody knows who he is. Mark, and he's worthy of mention because he's doing some great work for us. Mark actually is a long-time buddy of mine, known him for 30-odd years, and he lives in Ascot now, but he's from Worthing, and he's got a lot of family still in Worthing, and I know he's very keen to help the club. He's a highly experienced commercial director of various businesses over the years, and he's a sort of caliber of guy that we're able to attract into the club now, and he's doing a really good job for us, isn't he, George?
Yeah, no, Mark's been fantastic, especially prior to the crowdfunder stuff, but definitely including it as well. He's been amazing to tap into, and his setting up of it has been incredible, really. He's been superb.
fantastic. One other one that sort of stood out to me, and I know that I can't because I've got no room on my wall, unfortunately, and my wife will probably divorce me if I got a signed Worthing shirt, as much as I'd love to, so I'll probably buy a brick instead and something else, but at least you can't really tell me off for that because I don't have to see it all the time. You guys go down at Woodside. But the £150 for a signed and framed Worthing club shirt, now that's a brilliant thing, guys. You know, it's not easy to arrange to get everyone's autograph. You know, I know people have asked before for it. You do see the players sign stuff, but to have it all presented in a nice frame, and I think someone on our ABF chat has actually said that they're going to put it in their office, which is going to look fantastic. And what a talking piece at home, and six of them sold already. That's a great amount.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think you make a good point there about they look good anywhere, wouldn't they? If you had them in an office or a boardroom somewhere, I think they'd look great, or at home and in a living room. You might have to get the okay from everyone in the family for that, but yeah, certainly they'd look great anywhere.
James, we were just talking off air, weren't we, about rewards, and I think if there's anybody listening or knows somebody that could donate rewards, and they might own a golf club and they put it, you know, around for two people, just to give something back, those are the sorts of things that we can evolve the rewards on the website, as on the crowdfunder site, as and when they come up. So, you know, what you see there isn't a fixed proposition. There are many more things we can do. So if anybody does have ideas or has things that he would like to maybe donate that we can then use as a reward and give something back for those that want to sponsor or fund, and, you know, please shout. And I think we're going to try and give some details so they can contact Ange on, are we?
Yeah, we'll tweet them out after. We can put our email address. If anyone has got any ideas, I think it'd be brilliant. You know, I'm sure the guys would welcome if Open Eyes anything to raise money for the club.
Actually, good example of that would be Holly, our physio, got in touch and said that she'll donate 45-minute sports massages. So I think there's four of them available, and we put that on the reward schemes yesterday. So that's on there if anyone needs a sports massage from Holly. I think they're on there for about £30, which is great value for someone of her expertise.
I know Pete, when he was lifting those beers in Morrison's last week, said he had a bit of backache, so I think he needs a sports massage, don't you, Pete?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we don't have that. I mean, Sam and Spencer probably spent all their money now, or have you got your eyes on other things?
Originally, I went for the brick, so obviously I'm really pleased and happy to have one of those, because that will look great for life down Woodside. But as I said earlier, lifetime season ticket had to be done, and to be honest, I still can't really believe it. I'm still quite buzzing about it, to be honest.
Well, it's quite a good business sense, really, because if we ever do get any further than the National League, you know, in future's time, you can imagine you could have a Premier League season ticket for free, you know.
he hasn't read the terms and conditions yet, I don't think.
yeah, I'm sure Barry's got that read. Yeah, I was thinking about that. If we get any higher than the National League, you have to pay it again. Also, no, I'm only joking, but you know, yeah, it could be a very good piece of business by you and Spencer.
Yeah, we'll see. I was the same. I invested in a brick. That's, again, you know, a long-term thing, something to, you know, something to see every time at Woodside. And I think if I spent much more, the missus might have a word with me.
I'm amazed she let you get away with doing that season ticket, mate. You're obviously a good one. You do treat her. So what's she gonna? And Sam, for you and Ellie, what are you gonna do to say thanks for allowing them to spend that amount of money?
We'll see.
Keep it clean.
I'm sure there'll be something coming back that she'll want at some point, and it will be, yeah, but you had that season ticket.
Yeah.
You could have a reward for the ladies, where you could have a reward, perhaps a workout with one of the leading players. You know, they could run them through a few exercises and such like, or take them out, you know, that kind of thing.
AP Fitness and all that.
Yeah, get on to Alex.
See what he involves and stuff like that. Or I think at least you have to take him down to Kenny Tuck's restaurant in Worthing after to say thank you for a nice little free course meal down there, chaps.
Actually,
awkward silence there.
I don't know Kenny, but I've followed him on the on MasterChef. It'd be great to get a reward from him, for example.
That would be excellent, yeah.
You listening, Kenny?
I've been there as well. It's really nice.
It's a really nice place. I've been there once, and you know, went to Christmas. Really lovely. And yeah, maybe some of the local businesses in Wether could do something, because I mean, I know we have some of them sponsoring down the pitch, around the side of the pitch. You know, some of the local takeouts and stuff, which offer a discount for season ticket holders anyway. But yeah, as we said off air, and Barry was saying, George was saying, and even Ange, this crowdfunder is fluid. Until when's the expiry date? Is it end of July?
Yeah, it's 50 odd days from when it started. So yeah, towards the
So am I right in saying that things could possibly be added to this in the future? So keep an eye on the crowdfunder page.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone's got any ideas, any businesses that, like Barry said, could drop a couple of rewards or anything like that, we can always add to the reward. And I think that's key to keep momentum high as well, to keep adding new things and things that people might want. And it's not stuck. We can keep adding to it. So any ideas you've got, no matter what they are, just let us know, and we'll try and communicate it across and get it out if it's a good idea.
Don't forget as well, like we said earlier, to Stu and Hinch and Cam as well, if he's getting involved, running from Selsey to Woodside Road, and that'll be a hell of a long run if we can make it. Was it to 20,000 by next week?
Yeah, that was huge. Hinch and Stu both text yesterday to say they wanted to do something. So I said, okay, come up with an idea, and they thought, why not run from, I don't know who came up with this, but run from Adam's house in Selsey to Woodside Road.
About 28 miles, I looked on my phone.
Yeah.
I looked, it was about 25, which is a marathon, and I'm not confident.
I don't think they saw it through.
Yeah, but they've committed to it now.
If it happens, Pete suggested this to me earlier, would you like a rebelyell.live commentary? We can go alongside in the car, just sort of cruising,
yeah,
playing some music to jog them along, and do a rebelyell.live commentary if it happens. So let us know if they get there. If I'm sure Stu's probably saying, shut up, not happening, you know.
No, he was all over it. He was texting me all day. Is it happening? Have you heard from Hinch? He loves it.
And we what we should do here, guys, is hold it at 19,500. Day before, and just missed the target, and then just suddenly announce all this extra money the next day. And I think we should see that happen, don't you?
Yeah,
isn't it payday next Friday? I think it could be payday.
Because
so
I think the figure will go up on payday.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the other thing I did say was with us doing a commentary on Rebel Yell Live from Selsey to Worthing, following them, is it deserves a pledge, I think. So someone needs to put some money in for us to do that.
Mm-hmm. I want to get a GoPro set up on each of them. That's what I want to do.
Do a video, follow them along,
yeah.
Do a time warp or something like
that's
that
it.
But, guys, it's been great to have you on, and you know, focus on this Futures Bright project. You know, the future really is bright, as we said 2 weeks ago. Barry, you coming on and you know, saying that there are things in the pipeline, it really gave a lot of the Rebel Army a good old boost, the morale boost that we all needed. We're all still feeling low from what's happened, unfortunately, this season, and more importantly, what's happening with life at the moment as it is, and the awful tragedy that is this coronavirus. And you know, the thought that some of them are thinking, you know, rumours, are we still going to have a club to come back to? Because I know a lot of clubs are in financial predicaments right now. And you know, you gave us a lot of hope 2 weeks ago, and I think having you on to talk about this with George and Ange, and you know, the steering committee with Sam and Pete, it's been great. And you know, I for one am proud to say we've raised 13 grand so far. Let's hope when we next speak in a couple of weeks' time or whatever, that can be maybe double that. We're hoping for 20 grand next. If we're hoping 20 grand next Saturday, I think 26 grand by 2 weeks' time is achievable. And wouldn't that be an achievement and a half?
Yeah, it would. Thank you, James. Yeah, appreciate your words. And we are literally, you know, there are two ways to approach this situation we have with the coronavirus. And obviously, some people are very unfortunate about the health and well-being. But, you know, as a club, we're seeing this as an opportunity. And we're on full burners, if you like, trying to get out of this and come the other side of this in a much better place than even where we were when we left off. And you know, to get 13 and a bit grand, so we've got effectively a third of our funds raised already within 3 days, which is fantastic. I guess the obvious thing to say here is, let's not turn the heat down on it now. This is the time to keep going, isn't it? And get to that milestone by the end of next week. Of 20 grand, that would be fantastic, and it really set us up well to get this this project over the line.
Absolutely.
That'd be amazing. So thank you very much, guys. George, I hope we can have you on again soon. It's been good to hear your voice. And I know we'll see you back in a couple of weeks' time for our Supporters Association special with Gary. But I'd like to leave you with Sam's choice of song, which is Boston More Than a Feeling. Thank you, guys. Take care and look after yourselves.
Yeah, guys.
Cheers.
Bye. Cheers, guys.
More Than a Feeling by Boston there. It was Sam's choice, actually. A fantastic choice there. Great, great song. Fantastic to hear from the Future's Bright campaign. And, you know, the fundraising done so far. 13 grand, guys. What did George want to say, Pete? He wanted to say, why don't you shout it out?
Yeah, well, basically, George is just worried that this might get missed. But obviously, there's a big thing about care homes at the moment. So what the club has kindly done is for every £10,000 that's raised, they're going to give a free 100 free tickets to workers in care homes, families, etc., etc. So another good reason to get involved with the fundraising.
Yeah, that's brilliant, brilliant. It's brilliant stuff. So guys, get donating. The web address, if you haven't seen it already from the socials, is www.crowdfunder.co.uk/WFC Futures Bright. So get on there, get donating, and as we said, keep an eye on the actual crowdfunder, because you don't know how things might change daily on a regular basis. As we said, Holly added her sports massage recently, which was fantastic. So on the line, he's finally joined us. We've got Jesse Starkey. How are you, mate?
Yeah, all good, mate. Thank you.
It's good to finally have you on here. I know we've been trying to for a couple of weeks. And then technology let me down and you didn't even connect to the call. So I do apologise about that in the intro, but it's good to have you on here now, mate. What have you been up to, obviously, apart from being extremely disappointed that the season has ended? And we were just chatting off air that you are still banned for one game, which is completely ridiculous, despite the fact they've expunged the season, kept the fines and kept the ban. But what have you been up to?
To be fair, not a lot. Just been in the gym, really. I can go back to work now a little bit, so just trying to keep that ticking over. And yeah, not a lot, just in the gym, a few runs and trying to keep busy, but there's not really a lot to do at the minute, is there?
As I said to Finn earlier on,
to be fair, I'm a bit late to it, but I've just started watching that Man City documentary. It's quite good.
Quite a good one, that, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, so I started watching that, and I've been watching that Designated Survivor.
Oh, I like that.
Which is actually, it's actually quite good.
A synopsis.
Just like this geezer gets given the presidency of America. It's hard to explain, but it's actually quite a good little watch.
Nice, good. Anything else you recommend or any new music? I know Jasper and Finn were talking about some albums that half of us have never heard of, or musicians. So anything from you, mate? What albums or music have you listened to?
I'm a Drake fan, really. Yeah, anything Drake or a bit of Travis Scott.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, wasn't that what Jasper said?
Yeah.
Jasper's sitting and nodding his
head. Bit of Travis.
Yeah, Travis Scott, man.
James, we've just had a message come in on the chat from Ollie K. Ollie K says, yep. Jess, my player of the season. So there you go, Jess. One vote from Ollie K. Worthy player of the season.
Last one, mate. So I've got, there you go, there you go. Got three red cards and he still give me that, so fair play.
What have you got to say to that, Ollie?
Pete gonna speak to Finn, and we'll do the usual with the gaffer Hinch himself, but I think he's having a bit of connection problems at the moment. So Pete, you were going to speak to Finn about, you know, his little career and what's gone on so far.
Yeah, are you still there, Finn?
Yeah
you can hear me.
Yeah,
right. So we'll start with Worth in this season. You've broke into the team. What's he been like for you as a young player?
It's very, like, the league's very physical, and obviously because everyone's a lot older and that, there's a lot of experienced players, but obviously, like Buddy and the older players of our team have like helped me through and brought me into the team. So I think it's going quite well at the moment.
Yeah, to be honest, you've done a bit of left back. Is that your preferred role?
No, not really. No, I'm more of a right back, but I play left back.
Sorry, excuse me. I was just choking then. COVID. I always have one choking fit every broadcast for some reason. It's just weird.
Get yourself tested, mate.
Getting a bit nervous.
So, Finn,
if you listen before Finn, we know he's all trying to apply for the BBC because he's like, yeah, his loving with Ollie Bayliss a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was more like an application for commentary on his Three Counties Radio. You know.
Yeah.
I would never abandon Worthing. You know that.
Ain't he a sweetheart?
So, Finn, going back to your playing, obviously, you're not the tallest, and you did get absolutely slammed by a couple of players in the league, and we're just sitting there on the side, and me and James in commentary are going, is he going to get up from this? And then you just get up, shake yourself down, and get on with it. It's just incredible for a chap. You know, you remind the listeners how old you are. And
I turned 17 last month.
Oh, it was actually your birthday last month. Many happy returns for your birthday in lockdown.
Yeah, it was all right. Cheers.
You give some tackles back as good as you get, though, Finn. Some crunches coming from yourself.
Yeah, just the way I've been brought up. From
absolutely loves a tackle.
Yeah.
He loves a tackle.
So Finn, when you
make everything sound so cool, don't you? He just loves a tackle.
Can we get that as a sound clip?
He just loves a tackle.
So Finn, where did you actually start your footballing career, your footballing journey?
So I was playing down here, like Sunday League, and then I was with this doing like one-to-ones with this guy called Ian. And then his son is called Charlie Gilmore, and he was at Arsenal. So then he got someone to come and watch me do a one-on-one with him. And then he took me up for a trial, and I was about maybe six. And yeah, I've been at Arsenal from the age of six till 16.
So you went straight from Arsenal to Worthing?
No, after I got released, I went to a couple of clubs. I went to Bournemouth, I went to QPR, Watford, but it didn't work out. So then I just thought maybe go to Worthing, and then just loved it when I was there. So I thought that's the place.
Excellent. I thought you were going to say something then, James.
No, sorry, mate. No, I'm trying. Stu's disconnected in front of the call, so I'm trying to get Stu back in the room. You know, your good old technology of Skype here. But, you know, Finn, it has been great, as Pete said, seeing you, you know, breaking into the team this season, and, you know, being clattered and then getting up. What's been your highlight of the season? I mean, I'm sure one of them would have been, you know, bossing the league in theory, but, you know, obviously that's a low light. What would you say your highlight has been?
Well, obviously to get my first start in the league was a good achievement. And then obviously to keep my place, like he started me again the next game and just kept... carried on from there. So I'll probably think like the first game I started in the league, probably the high moment.
Do you think you have
family there to watch?
Yeah, they're all there actually. There was my mum was in the stand, I think my dad was with my brother on the side.
Yeah, your mum follows you around, doesn't she, Finn? Well, she drives you to training.
Yeah, I can't drive.
So basically, you know, I've got to know your mum quite well, actually, talking to her on the sidelines. So, you know, she hasn't actually told me any bad stories about you, though. So I should ask her, you know, for the next podcast. would be quite funny. So do you think are you looking towards next season with Worthing?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah. I think I'm staying at Worthing. There's been couple clubs like looking, watching, and that, but at the moment nothing's in place. So yeah, still at Worthing.
Excellent. We'd love to see you there for another few seasons. To be honest, I think I speak for most of the fans.
Absolutely,
100%.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're there as well. Let's have a good chat with Jesse. Hinch has joined us again. He's over there.
Sorry.
That's all right, mate. Jesse, so you started your career at Portsmouth, am I right?
Yeah, Portsmouth at the start. I think I was about seven. Yeah, I was at Portsmouth until I was about 14, I think, and then was at Chelsea for 3 or 4 years.
That
and then
famous picture with Callum Keeley that you put on his Instagram last season. Were you in that picture? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, were you in the same age group as Callum? Or was he slightly younger?
Yeah, I think he's a couple of years younger than me.
From Chelsea, you went to Brighton.
Yeah, was at Brighton for a few years. Obviously met Hinch there, and then went to Swindon for a little bit, and then came on loan to Worthing from Gillingham, and obviously we've been at Worthing since then.
Have you enjoyed your time at Worthing?
Yeah, it's been. To be fair, since I've arrived, it's been unreal. Like the fans. Hinge has been led with me, all the lads.
Turn my PlayStation off then.
So yeah, I can't really fault it, to be honest.
And what was your highlight of the season? Goal against Bognor?
Yeah, it probably was that game, actually.
It was a
probably
cracker.
Like the best crowd we played in front of this year, and obviously to get the 3-0 win, get a little goal was good.
It was amazing.
Jasper, you're still there. What was your highlight of the season, Jasper?
For me, my highlight was Lewis away.
Great goal from you in that one.
Yeah, no, it's just
epic.
As a team, I just think we played so well. And especially, it was a bit of speculation at the start whether the game was going to be on. And looking at the pitch, it was like, how was there even any speculation? The pitch was in good condition. And we just gelled. We played so well. Should have really finished the game 3 or 4-0, but I think everyone was fantastic in that game, and it just kind of put another marker on the season for us.
No, it's great. Another great crowd at Lewis as well. And yeah, just while we're on the subject of crowds, just want to give a shout out to obviously the away boys, the ABF. Just hit its 5-year anniversary, so it's going from strength to strength at the moment with regards to everyone getting involved, singing, shouting, creating a fantastic atmosphere. So to Dean, Charlie, Chris, Kev, all the originals, 5 years, well done for getting it started.
Yeah.
No, it's been fantastic, guys, and it's great to stand with you on the terraces on a match day. What we're going to do now is we're going to play another song. We're going to reconnect this call, and we're going to do some of Sam's Would You Rathers. So get ready, chaps. I hope you're ready for Sam's on-the-spot questions.
Here's my key. Philosophy. A freak like me just needs infinity.
Have you picked your winner yet?
Alright, guys, that was Guru Joss Project with Infinity 2008. That was my choice, and for those that know me, you know that's probably my epic song, the one I love. So we've all picked our song, so we've got one more, which is the Wasp song choice of Jas, but we're going to do that after Sam's Would You Rathers. And I hope, have we had any more entries? Because I don't think we have, guys, have we?
No more. Stuck at the two entries.
Right. I'm disappointed. So now I'm going to close the competition. Now you lot can just mug off, and you've mugged us off, and you can Jasper can pick the winner in a minute. But Sam, you're going to do your Would You Rathers. So let's go for it.
All right. So there's not as many this week. We'll start off with one of our guests, Finn. So Finn, question for you: would you rather play in goal, so you're in goal for the Champions League final, or on the bench at left or right back coming on for the last 10 minutes?
I think I'll come on for the last 5-10 minutes. Not sure goalie's my forte.
And hopefully come on and score the winner at the end.
Hope so, yeah.
Nice. Jesse, one for you. Obviously, you're a key free kick taker for Worthing, and you love your free kicks. If you had a player that you trained them with, would it be Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham?
I'd probably go Beckham.
Reasoning behind that? Cult hero English?
Yeah.
No, I tried a Ronaldo away one game this season, and I hit my big toe on the floor and went out wide. So I'll stick to the whips from now, I think.
Jasper, one for you, mate.
Yes.
Would you rather eat only pizza for a year or never eat pizza ever again?
Oh, to be honest, never eat pizza again. I like pizza, but I think after eating it for a year, I wouldn't want to touch it again anyway. So I'd happily never eat it again.
Wouldn't do your fitness and football any good either.
No, exactly. God, blimey.
Still waiting for Finn, you'd be doing Domino's, mate.
Finn would be doing a lot more running.
Spencer, one for you, mate. Yeah. Spencer, you there?
Yeah, so, I'm here, mate.
Would you rather talk like Yoda, so you talk like Yoda, or breathe like Darth Vader?
Darth Vader could be quite cool. I think that could be quite menacing. That bit dark.
Just sneak up behind.
I'll go for the Darth Vader.
Cool. Pete?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather win 25 grand on the lottery or have a friend win 100 grand?
A friend win 100 grand.
Lies.
That's very, very quick answer.
That's lies, mate.
Absolute lies.
sort of guy I am, you know.
Remember he said this.
Yeah. But would you get 25 grand shared with you from that 100 grand, though? That's a question. Who knows?
I'd say give it to charity.
Saying all the right things on air.
Give it to the fundraiser.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to the crowdfund.
Let me pause you for a second. I've just had a message from Ange saying apparently on your Futures Bright WhatsApp there is one last competition entry. So should we allow it?
Oh.
So you're gonna have to send it to Rebel Yell chat group so Jasper can see it.
Is that you?
Your mum's been busy, mate.
Brilliant from you. Absolutely brilliant.
Stu.
To be honest, I've just seen it, and that is a great entry. Let's see if
that is a good one.
Send it to the Rebel Yell WhatsApp group, mate. We'll have a look.
It's in there, James. It's in there.
Confirm. I'm yet to see it.
Right, let's carry on with these questions for now. Stu, question for you. Would you rather only be able to communicate in emoji form or never text again?
Stu would just be sending the aubergine emojis to any girls he can.
You can still get an idiot.
Never text again.
Never text again. Yeah, I'm assuming emoji communication.
Anyway, I don't text. I use WhatsApp. Technically, I don't text.
You know what? That's not bad. It actually looks like me.
That's actually
Jasper. You're saying it.
Yeah.
Right, James. Question for you. Would you rather?
Yes, mate.
Would you rather spend the weekend with pirates or a weekend with ninjas?
Definitely got to be the ninjas. They'll probably make damn good Japanese food as well.
One last one. We'll give it to Finn again, I think.
What about Hinch?
Hinch, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So, Hinch, would you rather own a private jet or a private yacht?
Definitely a yacht, man.
Living in cells, dude, it's got to be a yacht, isn't it? That's a shout. We could charter one of those fishing boats, actually, and just run on that, Stu.
Yes, mate, please stop talking. You're giving away like what we're doing.
Everyone knows about it, Stu.
Everyone knows.
No, I meant about the fact we're getting a yacht.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Actually, that sounds like quite a good idea. How about Rebel Yell live from the yacht in Selsey if Hinch wants to do it one day? We can all socially distance from a yacht in the middle of the sea. It has to be big enough. Get Abramovich involved or something. I'm sure someone's got contacts. Jess, have you still got contacts at Chelsea?
No, I've got nothing.
Jess can just fund the yacht, can't he?
He's probably got one down Brighton Marina.
Jasper can supply the steak and the wine.
Part of rosé.
Fantastic. So yeah, what we're alluding to there is Stu and Hinch, do you want to say what you've actually said you're going to do if we hit a certain target for Futures Bright next week?
Not really.
It's too late.
Hinch messaged me yesterday and said how about if we hit 20,000? He said we'll run from Selsey to Bourbon. So after I picked myself off the floor after being laughing so much, I thought, nah, actually, yeah, let's give it a go. So week Saturday, if we get to 20,000 by Saturday at 3 o'clock, me, Hinch and Camels, and we'll be running from his house in Selsey to the ground, where we'd be met by the paramedics and brought back to life again, I'd imagine. But,
couple of beers as well, yeah?
Yeah.
I know, you don't drink, do you?
Nah, but it's, at the end of the day, the fans have been fantastic getting a 13. If we can push to 20 by Saturday, even better, and I'm more than happy to do it. Amazing.
Good, yeah.
Pete, what have you said? I don't know if you heard what Pete was saying with me, and would you like us to cruise alongside you doing a live commentary if someone would donate?
Yeah, anything to make the time go. Yeah, I'm more than happy, to be quite honest with you.
We can play the cartoons Witch Doctor for you, can't we? That would start you a long time away.
Getting running away from you, yeah.
So Hinch, we lost you there, but we just said, I don't know if you heard, if you would like, if someone would donate, and Pete and the Rebel Yell team, we can commentate alongside you on a Rebel Yell live broadcast if we hit that 20 grand to do commentary, play some music alongside you and tunes.
Oh, definitely.
And just basically keep you going through it.
Yeah,
we actually need to sit down and map this one out, because we've done this as much thinking of it as, yes, it would be a good idea, yeah, it's probably possible, but no one's actually sat down and gone, what roads do we need to go through? Do we need to run alongside the A27 at any point? So there's a bit of planning to do.
You overthink things, mate. You just make sure you don't collapse.
I don't want to be running along the M27, mate. So
we make sure that we have a defib.
Hey, mate, I'm fine. You got to worry about you, mate. You're old, not me.
Well Hinch, let's put it this way. If we get it, we'll plan it along the road so we can play some music and psych you up for a long and have a few shout outs to the callers, definitely, and everything like that. And we'll try and raise it. So keep in touch with us. And if someone will donate, as Pete said, Pete, what should we set it as? What should we add it as?
I just think any sort of contribution would be fantastic. And also, if they do have to do it, and they're saying the run will be a week Saturday, then I reckon they should set up some sort of sponsorship so everyone gives them £1 a mile or something, and that would put more money into the fund.
Yeah, but that means Stu's actually going to have to run it now, so he kind of is kind of stuck.
Hey, don't underestimate my how fit I am, by the way. Do not underestimate how fit I am.
What you can do as well, is when you put money in the crowdfunder, you can put a comment on there. So obviously, if people are going to donate money, generally, pop a comment on there saying that you'd like to see Rebel Yell broadcast alongside.
I would like to say, guys, since we started the broadcast today, we've actually raised another £140. So thank you to Yasmin and Alexia Bull, Gary Wyatt,
well done,
someone
people.
Anonymous. So that's another step closer to seeing them run. Is it next Saturday or Saturday after? What are you planning?
So it's the
next Saturday.
Is that when you'll Saturday. Do the run, or is it the following Saturday you'll do the run?
Following Saturday. Money's got to be by this Saturday. We'll run the following Saturday.
Okay, so obviously we're planning to do a Rebel Yell.live broadcast, depending on what guidance and stuff is like that. Maybe we could do something, and we'll arrange. We'll keep in touch, chaps, and we'll see what we can do.
Definitely.
And if you can mark it out, and it'll be good to go an hour and a half on the air, and you know, following you guys. I mean, unfortunately, we've only got a 3-hour limit, and you know, as much as I love you guys, I don't. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to do a mile in 3 hours, but you know.
No, we'll be done in a couple of hours, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right. 13 miles an hour, mate. Yeah, cool.
Look at Jesse's spread, by the way. Oh, my God.
Looks like he's sitting in a nice little putt garden.
I'm in the garden.
Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to play Wasp's song, Jasper's choice of song, and then he's going to pick his winner, and we'll wrap it all up. So thanks for listening. Stay on the line a little bit longer, and we'll be right back with you.
Go on, the Wasp!
Oh, look.
Goodbye Mr. A by the Hoosiers. Great choice there by our own very own Wasp himself, Justin Pattendon. Just, did you happy we played that song? I know you said tune very many times on the
chat. Yeah.
Me to help you.
Very chuffed with that.
The reason we played that right at the end is because it's come to that time. We had one last minute entry from Ange from the sports. I assume it was from her. We've now got three entries. Jasper, you've been impressed, or I know we said we're disappointed, but we were joking. We do appreciate those that have taken the time to do it. Jasper, what are your views on it?
Three very good entries, I can't lie. The bar has been set very high, which makes my decision a very tough one.
So, I think, should we all do a little drum roll by tapping our hands on the table or something? Like, I don't know if you could use a fork or something like that.
I was enjoying listening to Jasper really big it up.
Yeah, it was a proper big up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Jasper, the time's come.
Yes.
Who are you going to choose as the winner of the signed Rebel Yell season 1920 squad picture?
So, the reasoning behind my decision, I've gone on sheer effort and just given it a good old go and a real good picture. And for me, it's got to be good old Bertie, age 4.
Well done, Bertie.
I think it's a fantastic effort.
Have you chosen
to
erect this good old statue?
Yes, I have, yeah. So, in town, you got Sneaker Lab, just a bit down there, right in the centre, where the middle of town is. Stick it right there, that'll do.
Is that where you bought those really expensive Yeezys that I can't remember one of the players was ripping you for the other week?
Ugh, God, honestly, nothing but negativity, to be honest with you.
It's Stu kind of show.
It was Stu, wasn't it?
It's always Stu.
Watching Dortmund score their fourth. What have you said about me?
We're just talking about you, Stu. And to be honest, it's nothing changed really.
Fine. You gotta sleep, mate.
So well done, Bertie. We'll be in touch of how to arrange to get that to you. But congratulations and a signed Rebel Yell player is on its way to you. And I'd like to say, Rebel Yell Army, I'd like to say next time we do a competition, please let's have more than three entries. It would be nice. Maybe we should just a statue of Pete with his microphone like they did to Marty or something like that outside. But, you know. Anyway, chaps, what have you got going on in the next couple of weeks?
Apart work.
From you, no, just keep enjoying the sun.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather stays nice and we are allowed to exercise unlimited amounts now, so that's great.
Go and get some runs in, I suppose.
Yeah, because I don't know if you heard, Hinch, I know you were... Ange just said that the 13 grand has already been raised, plus the 4 grand from the Sports Association. It's looking ever so likely, so I think this is going to happen. It's going to be good to see. And I think if they're going to do a marathon, I think it's only fair that we make it even more than 20,000. So you set the limit, but let's try and get even higher than that, because I think having the three guys from Worthing doing that long, long run is definitely worth putting your hand in your pocket for.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Definitely, put your hands in your pockets and give us some more money for this.
Jesse,
at least a grand a mile, I reckon.
Yeah, mate. My brother's made it, so I can't leave it. Beer, chicken and rice.
Oh, nice, mate. Nice.
It's nice.
Looks like you're having a nice day outside in the garden. The Bundesliga is on right now. What's up? Any score headlines?
It's 4-0. Dortmund are smashing it.
4-0. Against who?
Schalke.
Is it weird to see no fans in the stadium, man?
Yeah, probably not.
Life. You see it in Ivy Lane every week, don't you?
Goldie's going to be slagging you up online now. So, chaps, thank you so much for joining in this week's broadcast. It's been good to have you along and giving up your time. We have some good songs, you know. It's been great to talk about the Futures Bright project. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. We were planning to do a Sports Association special, but we might have to delay that because it looks like we're going to be commentating on the Chelsea Marathon by the looks of it. So, keep donating, guys. The web address is crowdfunder. Is it .org or is it .co.uk/WFC Futures Bright? Let's get some more money. Let's get this stadium improvement project funded. Tom Chalet's just pledged £20, so thank you, Tom. It's great to see. We are closely now 31%. So when we started the show, we were 30%. Now it's 31. It's fantastic. If we can keep going and, you know, even beat that, donate to see this marathon. Donate to see Pete and I and the Rebel Yell team, you know, commentate on this and play some music for the lads. Chaps, you enjoy your week. Sam, still some fanzines available, issue 4?
Absolutely, yeah. Fanzines still available. That's PayPal, Rebel Yell. Have a look on the social medias if you want to get your hands on one of those.
3:15, he'll post it. Guys, keep donating. Thank you very much. Have a wicked week. And again, we're going to play out with the usual song, Pump It Up, because we will be pumping up next season.
Yes.
Of course.
Thanks very much, guys. You have a good
James, day. Yeah, one last point. If we can just encourage everyone to keep their eye on the reward, because they are changing on a daily basis as people's ideas come up. And don't forget, for every £10,000 that's raised, 100 tickets are going to care homes within the Worthing area for family and stuff. So keep that money rolling in, please.
Brilliant. Thanks, awesome. Pete. Thanks for just reminding us of that. It's an amazing like thing that club are doing for the community. So we want to see some of you down there next season. So thanks again, guys, and have a good rest of your weekend.
Sweet as.
Cheers,
everyone.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.